الحمد لله والمن في الخلق العدل ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدر ولا يصعد وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق المهين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا ولا يصل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقال أعطوه فطار من طيبه القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأقوال مقتحم يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين صدق الله مولانا الحق. Before starting on the proper, a few points by way of example, by way of introduction. One is when I saw this big chair again, I thought I'm so small man and I'm a size and big, but in value so small and I'm a set on such a big chair. And I put it in my mind that think of the time when you were a small boy, we were a poor family, we grew up in hard conditions, and at the time when in the winters of the high valley, our hands used to be chapped, our heels, our feet, torn shoes, etc. And today I realize making yourself on this chair. It's not you, you are still even worse. When you were a small boy, you were masu, no guna. Now you've got so many gunas, but it is the Izzat of Deen. Because of me, Mawlana Muhammad Dadabai is our student also. He makes Lord Muhammad, and from before his father, I can remember we just started the Darul Uloom, it was right at the beginning. And he sent some zakat money to the Darul Uloom, and he wrote a note, and he wrote there, your son, Ibrahim. So I didn't know him till like that, and when I found out, I said, such a big man, very wealthy man, and he said, your son, whereby, and at that time, we were not accepting zakat in the Darul Uloom. So I returned this money. I said, well, Darul Uloom, we don't accept zakat. Only did that. But after those expenses grew so much more bigger, then we were compelled to accept zakat also and dispose of it in the foreign sources. But anyway, his father from those days made a lot of muhabbat with us, and then he sent his son. So it is just this muhabbat and for me. And seeing the building of this masjid, as Mawlana explained how they did, he feels they didn't do a lot of effort. And that is a very good sign that Allah has made this whole big complex possible. And how many wealthy people have donated, mashallah, that's also a great quality in the Muslims generally in the world, in South Africa, where Allah has blessed them with wealth also and with the heart also. And for deen's sake, the mashallah donate also, open their hearts and donate very, very well also. But he didn't ask one of them to sit here. The architect has done his work, the engineer has done his work, he hasn't asked them to sit here. Who did he ask? Who he has got marked for on the basis of me. So therefore, I will appeal to everyone, our children, see with our eyes. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, in his gathering children, people encouragement to make the children arms. And in a informal gathering, and people also speak. So many times the Shikhar Manana, you're telling us to make our children Mananas, arms, they be beggars, they don't earn well, they're going to suffer in life. What will happen? Their family, nobody to look after them. So then the talk should carry on. Then later they should say, Manana, these Mananas, they very little. And wherever you go, you see towers, chicken towers, then diamond, best of food. And people come with the best of cars. And people, Yusuf Allah, you walk in, he tells me, for your suffers now, you must travel first class in Emirates. You must have the best, where you have a room of your own, everything. He says, now all that is, then Manana said, but just now you can say, Manana is suffering. And now you say, Manana is living it up, and having the best. So by then, not you yourself, you are still nothing. But the bucket of the name of Allah and the realm of the name that will give you such izzat in this world. And in fact, Manana Prabhupada himself used to say, all this izzat you see all I'm getting in this world is just a sample of what you're going to get in Allah. So let the appeal, make your children Allah. Don't give them preference for dunya's education, professions and that. Now I want to digress from my talk. There are so many things to speak about. And where will we get this community again? Once in a while. So may Allah let us speak what is the most important and the most beneficial, inshallah. So anyway, so this ilm of deen is the thing that we should go for. Not this, professions are the last things we must think about. Once I was in Malaysia very many years ago, and in one discussion, one person there told me the biggest mistake we made, we went into professions. All university degrees, big professions, titles. He says, what happened if we did not realize in the process, the business sector became empty or went in professions. The Chinese came. And for a while, China was controlling, the Chinese were controlling Malaysia. When we came to our senses, we started coming back into business again. And then we won back our country again. Remember, it's not a politician who rules the country. They're only puppets, but they're sitting at their desk. It's the businessman who pulls the strings. And if the businessman is that man, that in the hadith, the most barakah is in business and farming. The farmer feeds the whole nation and the country. The businessman supplies them the daily commodities and needs. So those are the things that we must go into. I wish I could speak more on that subject. It's also so important and so relevant. And today so many of our ulama, today you see a time has come when many professional people, business people are putting their children in deen. And ulama are putting their children in dunya. Whereas the ulama should be the forefront of others. Of putting the children for deen, for him, for after. We are in this world, not for this dunya. And this is a total bluff that with professions and all that, or even business, that you have a wonderful life. It's just an illusion. The real enjoyment of life is in deen. And deen will come with the aim of the knowledge of deen. And knowledge of deen that takes one on to amal of deen. And the reality of deen comes. Such a person cannot give preference to anything else in the world besides him. Nothing else. What is the reality? You find Allah, the creator of everything. You find Rasulullah, Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you find the love of Makkah and Medina, of Quran Sharif. Where can such a person ever even put the sight of his eyes to get anything else? These are the real values and treasures in this world. What will come in after? And then that was one point that just because of this name today that is given us, I am sitting on this big chair, which I don't deserve in any way, but it is the birthday of him, the Fazal of Allah. The other point is that with regard to the masjids, there are so many subjects that we have to discuss which are important. The role of the masjid in a Muslim's life. The role of a masjid in a Muslim community,
the role of the Muslim in the world, the life of the people of the world, whether they understand, even one Muslims, whether they understand or not, the masajid are very, very great institutions. The history of the masajid, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ. The first house of Allah, the first masjid, is the house in Makkah, in Makkah, in Kaaba. And that whole history, from the time of the Farishtas to be building the Kaaba. And then Adam alayhi salam building it, Ibrahim alayhi salam building it. And in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are so many important aspects of that. Of the history of the Kaaba, our recent history is so rich also. And if we make tawaf, we make namaz in the Haram, and if we have the history of the Kaaba, that namaz is completely different. If you are making namaz, it's a modern Haram today. Well, if you know the history, your mind is in the old Kaaba and you are making your namaz. What is the difference in that namaz? So there is the history also. Then the purpose and object of the masajid. Then the name, another very, very important aspect also, and which we have to be appraised of. Then there is the adab and the etiquette of the masajid also. And definitely an hour or so can never ever do justice to this. And neither is it possible to do. So for that I will implore and beseech our ulama friends, especially those who want to argue to anyone, who can write a complete kitab on the different aspects, the history of the masjid, the importance, the role of the masjid, the respect of the masjid. There are so many things and it is so important. Until we don't realize and understand and have the knowledge of it, masjid will be there. We'll be driving past every day, two, three times. But we come into the masjid, but we won't get the benefit. Then we don't realize what the masjid is for. So therefore, there are very many aspects. And I put in my heart to speak on this one aspect, which hopefully Allah Ta'ala makes beneficial for all of us. And Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. And that is this ayah that we recited from the Quran Sharif. The whole subject there which Allah Ta'ala discusses, and Allah starts it from, and the Bible says, remember that time when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam raised the foundations of Baytullah Sharif. From there, they are speaking the history of Kaaba Sharif from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned, if we study the history and we can make tawaf and we make namaz at the Kaaba, then our mind will go at that time when Ibrahim alayhi salam was building this Kaaba. And what great lesson. With regard to the Kaaba Sharif, Allah says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتُ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ. The very first building, according to some tafsirs, and according to some tafsirs, the very first masjid was made in Kaaba Sharif. It is an indication the world is abad because of the masjid. The masjid is a symbol of deen. Dunya is abad because of deen. And deen is not abad because of dunya. Allah Allama Musaybi rahmatullah alayh, in his very famous international, very famous Tafsira Burda Sharif, he writes there that Allah had offered the mountains of Makkah to be made gold. And they travel with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wherever he goes. And the greatest need of money, not for ones to build mansions and to have beautiful water towers or anything, but for means sake, the greatest need in this world of Aslam means is money. And the man who was given the greatest responsibility of being was Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every other Nabi were there for a specific time and there for a specific number of people. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came for unspecific amount of people. All people till the day of Qiyamah. Time, no limitation, till Qiyamah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needed the greatest funds and money. But Allah made it such that Allah Musaybi says that the world came into existence because of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. that if nothing for you, I should not have created the creation. So the main object is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how can Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be king of India? But as far as India as sabab is concerned, means in this world to build this masjid, you needed money, you needed an architect, you needed an engineer. But they are in need of me, he is not in need of them. This is only out of it that you are in need. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needed, and so Allah offered the mountains of Makkah to be made whole and travel with him wherever he goes, and he could just spend freely for the sake of me. So Allah Ta'ala says that remember that time when Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam was very difficulty and hardship he had done the Kaaba Sharif. Look how high is the Kaaba Sharif when we are making Tawaf, when we are making Namaz. Compared to ours, how high. Different thing, they built such big high buildings today, which are higher than the Kaaba. At one time, and for a long time in the history of Islam, it was regarded total taboo to build any building higher than the Kaaba. The types of things, there is necessity also, the amount of people that are going, and we all complain of the modernism there, but we can't sleep without that comfort also. And today, we just live with. Now there is no discomfort there, but you find everyone complaining, too much construction work there, too much dust there. No dust, no construction. You know Kaaba Sharif, and you see the time of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, you just enjoy it to be there. But everyone complaining, too much dust, where's the dust? No dust. Too much construction work, you can't make. We'll be making the walkway of this construction. They sold a place for you to make extra. The two hills on top, you can make the walkway. More than enough place. But men just complain. We don't want modernism besides the necessity which is necessary. And on the other hand, we complain about it. The other hand, just a little bit goes against our career, we complain about that. So if you have the time of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, but what difficulty it was, there was no scaffolding. There were no all the hundreds of cranes that are present. But how Allah made it. And you see, the miracle and the qudrat of Allah, how Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam had built it. So Allah reminds us of that time. And the building of every masjid, today we came, I'm sitting on comfortably here, all of us are sitting, cranes are working. Soon there will be air conditioning, I suppose. Everything will be comfortable. But the people who built from the start, ask them what was it at the time. As Maulana briefly explained, just to get the land was a problem for Sikhi. Finally, they got the land, went to get all the paperwork done, plans passed, what and what. We don't think of all that. Allah Akbar. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. One said one Tabligh Jama'at with one Maulana for collection. They did the whole day. When they came back, they had to. They said, Maulana, let us make this whole day and whole night 24 hours. But don't send us for collection. This is too hard. We can't take this. Maulana said, my work is not collection. And my work for you people is not collection. But I just wanted you to realize that the masjid that they built and Maulana should go for collection. And you can first ask Maulana Muhammad also, what and what they to hear from many people. Okay? How, what criticism, how they treat you sometimes. Collectors who come, you people know how you treat the collectors. You turn your sides to them, you turn your backs to them, you make excuses for them, but they tolerate all this. And when we go to the masjids in India and Pakistan, we say, oh, mashallah, what a masjid. What a yard, you know. They all make a collection and they put it. Okay? So what and what? So Maulana said, Tabligh Jamaat, people go to masjid, you find a ready masjid. We find today most of our masjids here in South Africa in the world. We got the Jamaat section set. We got the place for cooking set. We got the kitchen for them. We got their own room for them. So many facilities. So Maulana said that what they need to go through, I wanted you to appreciate when you go to the masjid. Today we just go to the masjid, we find all the amenities and facilities. But appreciate those who make it. So we should appreciate Kaaba Sharif, this masjid also. Whenever we will come in this masjid, any masjid, Allahu Akbar. One good friend of ours, we were just discussing about him yesterday. father who is here is very well. His daughter is very pleasant, brother Sadeh Fakir, and I grant him gentle. I remember many times he made a knee at the dark of the masjid to build the whole masjid himself. He was taking away at the end of 40, but by then the foundation and floor of the masjid was done already. Anyway, when he used to come, and we should make namaz in the Jami Masjid of Azad Bar. When we come out, just out of the masjid, he used to give me a 20 rand, and 20 rand was the biggest denomination there. Our 200 is today 20. And then he should tell me, give this to the muazzin. He called me to the house of Allah. Then we should walk outside a few more steps, he should give me another 20 rand. He said, put it in a masjid box, give it to the masjid. I use the toilet, I flush the toilet. I use the towels, I use the wuzukhana, I use the water. I walk on the musallas, wear and tear. So give them this here also. So in other words, all this work is taking place, but we don't appreciate it. My advice is, whenever we go to any masjid, we make one namaz there. Most masjids got a box there, put a tithe man. We are rich people, who will like charity, to accept charity? Any of us? One, our sheikh, Ahmed Ali, and from him his hadith also done. He built a masjid, was building a masjid, he didn't do collection. So he says, if you build your own house, you must make collection from people that are building a house. And that's how you build it. So if the people must give, so if everyone realizes this, then everyone that comes to the masjid, that we need a masjid, if we just donate for that, if we use the toilets, we use the facilities, if we give regularly, the masjid committees don't have to make any collection. And why do we to accept charity? When we make free namaz in any masjid, we have accepted charity. The lights are up, someone is paying for it. The aircon, someone is paying. The musallah, someone is paying. So we, wherever we go, try and make a habit, put 5 rand in the masjid box. 10 rand for 20 rand, whatever your capability is. Those who cannot afford, no problem. But those who can afford, have their conscience with us. Then why must we use the facilities to be off charge? And then we never show appreciation also. Who of us will tell Maulana Jazakallah, we have worked hard. And this is an honor for all the Muslims of the world. One Muslim in Makkah, one more Muslim. Of so many masajid in the world, one more daughter of Kaaba Sharif. Like we get happy that we have so many grandchildren, so many great grandchildren. And of Arif al Islam, how many children? Of Kaaba Sharif, these are all the daughters of Kaaba Sharif. All the masajid in the world. We should get happy, one more Muslim. I think namaz will take place, Juma namaz, khutbah will take place, the Ravi will take place, bayans will take place. What a great thing has come about. But we don't even acknowledge. We don't even say jazakallah, but yet we find fault. Lot of complaints, this is not right, that is not right. We should do this like this, we should do this like this. We should appreciate. And our appreciation, not only lip service. Shaykh Sari rahmatullah alayh says there was a man who had a dog and the dog was dying. So the owner of the dog, his companion of how many years, 20 years, is dying. He was crying big crocodile tears. So the people asked him, what's wrong? He said, you see my dog is dying. A companion of 20 years and I feel it very much. So he said, why is he dying? What's wrong? Hungry, no food. He says, this big pasta from your head, what you call me, roti, bread. So I give you 2 pieces of bread you eat. He said, that cost me money, but his tears are free of charge. So that service which is free of charge, today we don't do that also. We will go anywhere we go, who in our own masjid, who will tell them, okay, what is jazakallah? We got a proper imam. Whenever we come, proper namaz is according to Sharia. Dressing, beard, everything. His beard is properly according to Sharia. His clothing, his tahreeb is so good, everything. And you got musallas, you got the toilets which are clean, you got the towels which are clean, dry. You do all the things. Who of us can say, I went and I told, or I wrote a letter, or even verbally I told them to write. But when there's a fault in the masjid, anything is not right, then we all got our complaints. So we should remember there is a great lesson of the Quran Sharif. And the Kaaba Sharif was built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail. And here is another great lesson. He said, Qaqqana taqqa minha. According to Arabic language, would say, oh Allah, accept it from us. The Qabool, make it Qabool. But he didn't use the word Qabool, he used the word taqqa. Taqqa, just very briefly, he said, according to Arabic grammar, is means from the verb taqqul, that is what taqqul. In other words, it's not worthy of acceptance. Out of your mercy you are accepted. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam, who can bring more to sin the class than Ibrahim? He's known as the Nabi. Khalis billahi ta'ala. His one great quality was his sincerity. And he said, Ya Allah, I wasn't sincere. What pure wealth and money he put to build the Kaaba Sharif? Rocks on the mountains of Makkah Sharif. And with his son, no other neighbors, they too were working and they built the Kaaba Sharif. But what sincerity, but what pure. Today our wealth is contaminated here and there, it gets contaminated. But that wealth of theirs, what purity it was. And he says it's not worthy of acceptance. Ulama have written, Allah loves that ibadah. In fact, only that ibadah is accepted by Allah, at the end of which you are convinced it's not worthy of acceptance. But yeah, out of your mercy you accept. And that ibadah which brings pride in a person, you make just a little bit something you did. Even this masjid we built, and if we all we did this, we achieved this, Allah hates that, and that is rejected. You made Hajj Umrah, you made Ramzan, Ibadat of Ramzan, you went Jidda in Jamaat, you spent 1 year in Jamaat, you spent your whole life in Kaaba. It just means pride in you. I sacrificed so much. We achieved this, we did this, then that is very, very dangerous. But as long as you have that humility in your heart, I did nothing. Even what happened only by your present and God. As mashallah, that is, like Maulana also said, like everything, only by the presence of Allah, the mercy of Allah. So when that is there, Allah, so there is a great lesson in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ya Allah, this is not worthy of acceptance, but you accept it from us. In fact, anta sami'ul alim, you hear everything. Like this publicly, we can talk and act like people, so etc. Very, very holier than thou attitude. But Allah knows when other times what you are talking about. Any day you go in Jamaat or anything and you keep it with bayans. But other times what you are talking, how you treat your wife, how you shouting at her, Allah is very happy. Not only when you in the public and in the masjid, your namaz also like a big sufisa. And when at home, your namaz Jamaat also is gone. Your namaz you make at home also just up, down, just anyhow you make your namaz. Allah is watching. In the Mahat, in the Kandas, Sami'ul Alim, and Allah knows everything also. Then the other dua, very important, the building of the Kaaba Sharif, why Moses? The building of Masjid and Matuba, any other Masjid, why do you have the object, the purpose of the Masjid? That the Masjid is the focal point, is the focus, is the fundamental point for the another thing spiritually to be done, an abstract thing. And why is the Masjid? It is, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنَا. Oh Allah, make us Muslims. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, two Muslims. Were they not Muslims? Who built the Masjid? Some Christians built the Masjid. Jews built the Masjid. The five worshippers, they were not only Muslims, they were Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And what is the dua? That Ya Allah make us Muslims. Let us submit totally. So the Masjid is to bring in the whole world, the people who built it, the whole community, all the Muslims, total submission to Allah. That is the object of the Masjid. When we pass by the Masjid, we come into the Masjid, that in all our matters, our nafs, we submit it to Allah. Our ego, we submit it to Allah. But we all life, we build the Masjid. We made sajda in the Masjid. We put our heads down, but we couldn't put our brains down. Still, my brains, I did. In the ilm and ilm, my knowledge, my connections, I got it done. And we don't submit our brains. We made ruku all life, but our heart, we didn't make it ruku and let it submit to Allah.
We make sexta holy man, but inside the brain and head,
that we haven't submitted to Anatta. And with regard to that, I'll just digress a little bit also, which we don't think about. One person brought this thin rumans, this light rumans we buy in Pankashari Kadima Sari, to Allah Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Alhamdulillah. He presented to Hazrat as a gift. Hazrat took it, kissed it, put it on his eyes, put it on his head. MashaAllah, from Adina Sari.
Somebody was standing nearby.
So the Hazrat made him sure of Muhammad with this rumah, but it's written on the made in China, made in Japan, made in Hong Kong. It's not from Medina Sharif. Hazrat said that and I also know. But the wheat of Medina touched it. And that is the thing that has got value in my mind, that the wheat of Medina touched it. So anything from Medina Sharif has got great, great value. Our Shah's beautiful poems. Medina, when the winds of Medina will grow, I will cover myself in the same particles that will grow. But today our Hajis and Umrah people got problem with the dust of Mecca. That must be making Sunnah of your eyes. You should be enjoy the dust. Which dust is it? It's from Hong Kong, that dust. It's from America, that dust. The dust of Haram of Mecca. We should be pleased today that dust has touched us. What a great honor, but we don't. So anyway, if somebody brings a topi from you for going from Makkah Medina, 5 riyals, 10, 50 riyal topi, we'll say Jazakallah. Hopefully, we'll send him an SMS, we'll send him an email, you brought a topi, you thought of me, and we appreciate it. But the topi which we wear on the head, if we had no head, where should we wear it? If we ever today make shukar to Allah for the head gives, we make shukar for 5 riyal topi, 20 riyal topi, but the head which is priceless, and Allah didn't give an empty head, He gave a head full of brains also. And if Allah gave us, like we tell somebody, you got no brains, the person, poor person got brains, but we think we got a lot of brains, how many times we tell the wife you got no brains? That what you say, etc. So anyway, if Allah gave us a head without brains, we gave us full brains, but just talked about, screwed about too hard, and we fight it all the time with everyone. Or it's too loose, and we just all, no system in our life. Everything has a, this will happen, yes it will happen, and we do nothing. Or, if Allah gave us brains, just 5 bobs short, just a little bit short anyway. And we like hate people, every small children think fools of that. Everyone making a joke. If we ever make sugar, I'll score that for the head and for the brains in the head. Okay, so this all, Ibrahim Ali Salatu was Salam, what they wanted and to submit totally to Allah. This is the thing. So that we learn from the mistake, and when we make sajda and ruku, we see the mistake. This is a thing to learn, total submission. When we come to Ramzan, we are super Muslims. We go Umrah, super. We go Jillah, no Muslims like us. But when we sit in the office, behind the desk there, and all the, how we carry on there, when we are with our workers, how we carry on. And how many of us, we go to sports grounds, then are we Muslims there? When we go to other places, and musical places, carnivals, and what places Muslims don't do. Meaning the masjid, super Muslims in all this occasion. So, what is the dua? The masjid, one great lesson for all of us, that total submission. And who is making this? The one of the father of all India. Meaning the father of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Nabuwwah. What a great Nabi. He's making the dua in his life. وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنَ لَكُمْ. And another very great lesson the masjid must teach us, this opening of the masjid, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. That's not only we, but our children also. So the masjid is a symbol and a sign for Islam to come into us, to come into our families also. And so at home, we should have ta'aleem. We should make sure our children will learn deen. Today, who of us are really worried that my child must learn Quran, Sharif Sahib? Must know his Aqaid, his Aqidas, must know his Masail. But we are worried about language. We are worried about maths.
extra-tuition in maths, extra-tuition in language, school or so much so, and then we must have in our country, our people, our Muslim people, the children, the girls, music lessons are more important. The dancing lessons, really, ballet, dancing more important than madrasa. And madrasa must keep off, this is more important. The mother and the mother will be fine with the poor Manisa. That my daughter has to go for ballet dancing, has to go for music, it's happening in our country. So yet, this deen must come to our children. Who of us gives importance to our deen in ta'ali? We give importance to dunya study, everything. And in this dunya study, we don't know what is happening. There is also a whole subject which is important. And not only one bayan, but many bayans. And if I will ask you, go on the website ka.org.za. Many bayans are there. On education, many bayans. Listen to this. Very briefly, at one time, at university level, then they brought it to high school level. And now in kindergarten and pre-primary, they teach in Darwin's theory of evolution. And what is Darwin's theory of evolution? That that a person starts believing that our forefather was a monkey. And we were monkeys, eventually we became human beings. Whereas the Quran Sharif clearly declares, Allah says, I created insan. I made insan. You didn't come from a monkey. Our Shaykh Ahmadullah Ali gives one beautiful answer to this. He says, in your Kruger National Park, you got millions of monkeys. If in the history of monkeys, one monkey could become a human being, then till today, why hasn't another monkey also become a human being? If you got four or five children, and one became Hafiz, the other in many families are such, all are Hafiz, all are Alims, all are doctors, all are lawyers. So if one monkey, a monkey till today could become a human being, why in the history of the monkeys didn't the second monkey also? And so this is all their monkey business, and really they make us monkeys. And if they made us just monkeys, wouldn't be so bad also. But then they're sending us direct to Jannah. Our children, we don't know what they're learning. I was in Argentina, and after Asr we were sitting, it was a long time, a few brothers after the program, one brother was sitting, started conversation, what you doing in university, what you studying at university, history. So I said, if you study history, tell me the history of man. So he thought for a little while, Muslim man, right time, namaz, everything. He thought for a little while, he said, man came from a monkey. What this means is that your iman is polluted. And you have to sometimes you got 20 liters of Zamzam, you put one drop of urine, who has been drinking? Not Zamzam, ordinary tap water. But one drop of urine, our iman is destroyed by that urine. And we don't know, really, take it seriously, please. Our children who are going to primary school, high school, and university, all these things are coming. They still making namaz also. They wearing kurta also, they become an hafiz also. But the beliefs are getting corrupt. Then I asked him that history of the world, how did the world come into existence? He said that with a big bang. There was a big bang. This glass here, if I drop it here on the concrete, this is a not this glass, but a glass, a tumbler which is made of glass, if I drop it, it will make a small bend, but the glass will break, it won't get made. They say there was a huge bang and the whole world, everything fell into place. The system of the sun and the moon and the orbits, the human being, how the eyes are functioning, how the blood is running in the body, the nervous system, respiratory system, digestive system, all these things fell 100% into place. Our Shaykh Ahmadullah Ali says that if in the chanda, there is an old typewriter, not the keyboard we got today. The code which actually you have to jump on those keys in order to press them. And a broken one, rusted broken one. And a few monkeys jumped on it. And they presented the best of the teacher. Then who will believe them? And like this, that a big bang took place and the whole system of the world came perfectly in order.
Today, now, as we are sitting here, each one of us, in our body, one drop of blood is traveling 100,000 kilometers a day. One drop of blood in our body is traveling 100,000 kilometers without any accident. If you are 50 years, it's traveling every day. 100,000 multiplied 50 by 12, by 30, by 100,000. It's traveling without the accident. Wherever there is a small little puncture, or the blockage, you got a heart attack with a dead man. Or you got a stroke in your head. You got a stroke, or you got brain hemorrhage. Or you got some other problem. You, an Arab, beautiful Arabic saying, if you hear somebody is still alive, you must be surprised. Because the means of destruction on a person, to outside, in yourself, ask a doctor, if one thing goes, if just in your head, which is traveling 100, no puncture or no blockage, nothing. But if the white cells are more than the red cells are more than the white cells, anything else, a person got blood cancer. He's got blood, but now blood cancer is about everything. Your liver, something just goes wrong. And all the time it's working perfect, there's a miracle of a blood. A baby to be made is a miracle, and 250,000 babies are born a day in the world. And 500,000 eyes are supplied. 500,000 ears, lips are supplied. What a miracle of a life. When a baby is born without teeth in its mouth, when it comes later, the teeth start growing. And milk teeth first, afterwards the original teeth come. If we had to plan, scientists had to make a baby, we would perhaps say that by age 1 year old, the teeth must be 1 millimeter. So 10 years old, 10 millimeters. And by the time boys and girls get married, 20, 25, the teeth 2.5 centimeters, top one and bottom one. Hey, if the boy will go and see the girl, you should see her before he gets married. If they, who they want to bet me married to a girl or a bulldozer? Or this earth moving machine, big, big teeth. And the boy also should have, and at that time they smile a bit with each other. And with that big, big teeth, and when you are a Narima and Narima of 80 years, your top tooth 8 centimeters, 4 inches, and your bottom tooth 8 centimeters, and you love to make children with your, love with your grandchildren, and they will think, oh, for who is this? I am the study man, and she wants to kiss me, and she wants to like me, and with this big, big teeth, who is it? Allah's Qudrat. What is Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat? We cannot imagine. So Allah Ta'ala is made. So we didn't come from monkeys now to do that. No big man theory, Allah. But we don't understand. Today, very nice, my son became a doctor, engineer, he still sees that. But inside, how many wrong beliefs are coming? And remember, the education of any country, is not in the hands of the education department. They are puppets. Behind them are atheists, actual hardcore atheists who are controlling. And in order to control the minds of people, what is education? It's not education. In about the 90s, there was a seminar by the government. The government level on the education system in South Africa, and in which direction I would be going, what we should do, a whole long seminar. One thing that came about there, that why does we still teach Shakespeare in school? Shakespeare is old, we talk in English, being and thou language. And today, everything has become a doctor, engineer, all that is in modern English, not in the old English. It's in modern English, so why must we still teach it? You believe me, they make no bones about it. Clearly and openly they say, our purpose and giving a matric certificate to somebody is that we are now convinced that he has got a modern Western Christian mind. He's got a modern Western Christian mind, his mind. The body is yours, you clothe it, you look after that child. Let's say you must do everything, but his mind is no more yours. That you hold that Muslims, all the people, and today Chauri has to say it openly. That all that conservative type of Islam and that old type of Islam, Today modern Islam says we need modern Islam. We have to water down Islam.
The products of today, we don't believe in all that.
So, and we say the only way we can achieve that term today is with Shakespeare. That is why we teach. And also those who know, and perhaps all know, that to pass your matric, you must pass English. And in order to pass English, more than your letter writing and composition and grammar, literature has got the biggest marks. And in literature, Shakespeare's everything. You have to study one or two books of Shakespeare in detail. And intensive study. And how many poems of it. So it is all working on your mind. So we don't realize, we are happy that we are, and the sad part is to send your child, your beloved child, one doctor friend of ours in Belmont, he wanted to admit his child to university. So he went personally. When he went there, he said, am I in South Africa? Am I in Europe? The environment that he saw there. And he said, I must send my child, I must sign for my child to go to China. I will never have it do that. How can I do that? So today, Maulanas are eager to send their children and putting them in these things. And just the outward glove of gear, kurta, and everything would be happy. But inside, and remember at the time of death, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart is going to be taken off. And beautiful example of this, Maulana Muhammad Masar, Father Puri Rahmatullah Ali used to give, they have a beautiful pair, you taught it azan, zikr, to make salah, whatever, and you enjoy it. Visitors come, you tell the parent, they have it too, give azan, make salah. But the day that parent comes in the clutches of the dog or the cat and it's going to eat it now, all that azan is that it forgets. What is its original thing recording in the heart? That will come. So we can have on our tongue, our kalima, all our leaves also, whole Quran also, half is a Quran, bayans we are giving everything, but at the time of mort, what is in the heart is going to be taken. Not what is on your tongue, not what is in your brain, but what is in the heart that you have been. For that, the company of the Alhamdulillah is so important to drop off. And zikrullah, repeatedly, if you take it in the name of Allah, it gets grounded into the heart. And at the time of mort, la ilaha illallah will come. If we never make zikr of la ilaha illallah, we never train the heart, we never put it in the heart, how will it come up at the time of mort? All the time, and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah is written in Fadail Amal. How many people at the time of mort, they used to say, take two, get one free, take two, get one free. They tell me to read kalima. Hey, we in ours, I must get the sum of 15%. I must get bonuses, we are discussing. That is in our mind all the time. And kalima is not there. Doing deen is not there. What was that? You became Hafiz, you only read Quran in Ramzan. And how many people have forgotten that Quran? So the title of Hafiz is there. But you ask them to make two rakats tarawih, they can't make two rakats tarawih. The title is there, but the Quran is not there. What is in the heart is going to come out. And also just the words of the Quran are not sufficient. The reality has to come. So this dua, that oh Allah, bring deen, let us bring total Islam, complete Islam. Ambiya alayhi salam, at the time of building the masjid, they are making this dua. And our children also. So take this lesson that this masjid is not just a happier masjid has been built, but it's a lesson for us from the masjid we learn. Islam, complete Islam must come in our lives. Not when we come masjid, topis on the head, and we turn up our trousers, we got short sleeves, we take a jubba, we make namaz. What big wuzur we see a masjid topi is here. And it's a big wuzur. But after namaz, throw the topi one side, take off the jubba one side. Take out the comb, comb your hair now. No, that is Islam. Total Islam. Everywhere, all the time we are Muslims. So then the masjid here is teaching us this lesson. And that we submit and our children, Mumin Zuriyatina, Ummata Muslimatallah, Wa Amina Mana Sayyidina. And oh Allah, another very important thing with the barakat of the masjid, teach us our Sharia, our deen. Our manasik of deen, of hajj, how to make hajj. In other words, all our ta'aleem of deen, let us learn that.
So the masjid must be accompanied, as Maulana explained, with the maktab. He got already children. Every masjid must have a maktab also. Every masjid today, alhamdulillah, it is there, must have a hips class also. But just hips class is not sufficient. Al-Qur'an hujjatul laka aw alayka. The Qur'an will be approved for you or against you. If you get hafiz but you wear torn jeans, and your brain is so torn that you pay more money for torn jeans than good jeans. Then you wear half socks and you pay more money for half socks than full socks. You become a big businessman, and then you know all your calculations, you know discounts, you know kickbacks, you know everything, what and what you get. But here you can't calculate and work out that you pay more money for torn and patched jeans than good jeans. And you are paying more money for half socks than full socks. Eh? So if you that kind of a half is no fear, but Ramzan, your father is put away the optimistic. He's insisting you must make the rabbi there. But now the imams are got to tell me, can't make now big fighting the community. How can you stop my son? He's a hafiz. He wasn't seen in the masjid for the whole year. And now Ramzan, just before Ramzan, he keeps a small little beard. And it's just a sign of a beard. It's not sufficient. So our children also, so this is the masjid to teach us that whole of deen must come, it must go over into our children also. Another great lesson. After all our endeavors, we still make tawbah. We cannot be perfect. We try our best, and very fortunate is that person whom Allah has blessed with tawbah. On one occasion, I called our Shaykh Abdullah Ali. I told him, Hazrat, no other dua comes on my tongue after namaz at any time besides tawbah istighfar. I thought Hazrat Kudur, if we must be, we must make all that. Hazrat told Mubarak O Maulana, be very honored and blessed. That is the super highway to Allah. When a person realizes from the bottom of his heart that he is not worthy of anything, that he is totally useless after making, and this is not that you're not making your namaz. One beautiful form of a great Ali. Naz-e-taqwa, sefer-achi hai, niyaz-e-bandi. Naz-e-taqwa, naz to be proud and to think I'm somebody. You are good taqwa, you are good taqwa in you, you are a pious person, you are a pious in order, your presence is in order, your house is in order, but this has brought proud in you. More better than that is that woman who sells herself to prostitute, unfortunate, whatever reason, but she's crying to Allah. Ya Allah, what do you want? What is wrong with me? Why am I doing this? Or you may be desperate out of a desperate whatever. But it shows that a person who is a sinner, but is crying to Allah, is better than that person who is a pious person, but pride is coming. So our ibadat many times brings pride into us. That I do this. And not only our ibadat, today just our outward blessing. God do me here, kurta, or I'm a pious person. And people also say, Hazrat, Huzur, and we really think I am Hazrat and Huzur. We look at ourselves in a mazmara, oh, no Huzur thank you. You are a big Huzur. And another thing that has destroyed us, our titles. That I am Maulana. One Maulana friend wrote to me, and one Maulana's wife just born, that he doesn't make namaz. Everyone would say Maulana, but she's not there for namaz. So what kind of Maulana is that? Our title is not going to help us. Our namaz is not with Jama'at. Our namaz is, what kind of namaz is we make? Up and down, we just rush through our namazes. Title, I'm Hafiz, I'm Maulana, I'm a Mu'allim, I'm a Ustad. 20 children of mine became Hafiz, 500 became in our thousand Hafiz. All that is not going to help us on the day of Qiyamah. So don't let our titles call us Hajisa. I'm a four-mander. I go every year, I do my chilla. My five amals are in order. Titles are not going to help us. What is inside is going to help us. So all our ibadat, at the end of which there is tawbah, that will be greatly dakta. That, I couldn't do it as it was supposed to be done. And take this lesson from Ibrahim a.s. This building of the masjid. Ibrahim a.s. built the Kaaba, and the Quran has given us what valuable lessons. You'll never get it in all the engineering books, and all the philosophical books, and all the medical books. What you will get in the Quran, Sharif, you'll never find this anywhere else.
And this is the kitab that will make us successful. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are such that Tawbah, you accept Tawbah. Not only you accept, you are Tawbah, you give us Tawbah. When a person humbles himself, turns to Allah, don't think it's my realization. Allah gave you that Tawbah to realize, and you make Tawbah and you beg of Allah. And Allah is that only being that he does you make Tawbah. And when, for example, father is cross with his son, mother is cross with their daughter, they ask now, what does it mean we want to make up? You just ask now and we will make you. When Allah says, you just ask me now, it's a guarantee I want to make you now. Where can we get him now? And after making now, Allah says, he's Tawwabur Rahim. He will shower his mercies on you. If a person has committed a capital crime, treason, whatever else, and after the court case, that sentence has been issued for him. He appeals to the state president for clemency. Prime Minister, please make me now. I made a mistake. I'll never be. Whatever he motivates is okay. They grant him, okay, reprieve. The judgment set aside. You are free now. But never ever in the world was it easy, will it be, that now since you have asked for ma, we're giving you 10 filling stations also, and 10 farms also, and 20 blocks of flats also, and we're giving you this also. Allah is that thing. Only it is he. That Allah says you don't have to beg and so much motivate your forgiveness also and your clemency and mercy. You just ask me for mercy. I will make you mercy, and in once I tell you, I will show you a mercy. Your all your wrong, your goodness, I will change them into good deeds. And I will shower you with mercy, and I will shower you with kindness. In this dunya also, your progeny also, akhirat also, where can we find somebody? This masjid and the opening of the masjid, the establishment of the masjid, are all these essence for us today. Ibrahim alayhi salam wa idh yaqaw. Wherever we begin to read it, wa idha. Now this is remember that time. Remember your history, know your history. What are the great lessons? History, many people think history is to know dates and places. When did this battle take place? And so much so that today history and the standard of education, a student is asked when did the 1820 settlers come to the king? And he doesn't know the answer. The answer is given, the 1820 settlers, when did they come to the king? Or where did they settle the 1820 settlers? That also he can't give an answer. So history is not knowing dates and places. History is to know the causes of an event and what result came from it. That is for ancestors. The people of Ad, Thamur, Qawm Shu'ayb, they disobeyed the Nabi of Allah, broke the law of destruction. The people of who accepted لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that those who accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Allah made them successful. So for that is what is history, to learn the lesson of that occasion. When this were the causes, what was the repercussion and results? That is what history is for. So we have to learn that. Then another great lesson of this masajid and the building of the masjid. The object of it, Allah Ta'ala said, is that deen comes complete. And into us and into our families, this masjid is supposed to bring that. Now, this is the beauty of the Quran. It has advocated that, and it has taught the means of getting it. If you advertise something, but you don't write your address, that advertisement of yours is not complete. You must give your website, give a phone number, give your physical address, where you can get it. And this is a weakness in many of us as ulama when we give bayan. We speak on namaz, namaz where it's got this value. But we don't have the answer, where can you make your namaz then? Then we speak about pride, you mustn't have pride. Sincerity you must have. You spoke about the subject, now where are you going to get sincerity? Where are you going to take out pride from you? Advertise that also, which hospital must you go to? You explained cancer is very bad, but you didn't tell them what they must do in order to save yourself from cancer. When you got cancer, how must you take out the cancer from you? That also you have to give. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at this stage here, he is now giving this great, great lesson how to achieve this, how Islam has come into us.
and how Islam was coming to our children. The peace on the brothers made little harka. We get a fresh also. We might get after, we might be getting a bit tired. A drive also must break his journey and then walk around little bit, make little exercise, get again fresh. Otherwise, you won't be make an accident. So yeah, we also get a little fresh, make some harakat, make some movement, and get fresh inshallah. So yeah, now that the masjid under Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, and there's a lot of other details also. This is the focal point where Allah's rahmat comes from. Until the Kaaba will be in existence, the world will be in existence. When finally the Kaaba Sharif will be broken down, the time will come when the enemy will reach and break the Kaaba also. And don't think it will be from America or anywhere. It looks like it will be from Africa. The time will come when Africa will be at the height, they will be the superpower. It is then that they will be able to reach there. And when Kaaba will be broken, the whole wedding is over, the occasion is over, Allah will bring the whole world down. So every masjid is the source. Our houses, there is again a whole other subject. I don't want to go, but I'll just make an indication. If we want goodness in our towns, we want goodness in our businesses, in our homes, muhabbat left between the family members, town people. Finances must go in common. Health things must go in order. It's not building big shopping complexes, not having big factories, not having the government or the parliament offices, masjid Allah. And the amal in so much, so it comes in the hadith, that when we stand in for namaz, and those who came for namaz, but we don't make our steps straight, Allah will bring division in our hearts. The problem of, we say, every town got politics, small town, small problems, big town, big problems. Every town, two people in politics, two, they got problems. So we just can't agree, whatever it is, we are fighting when we get this person out, when we get that person in, all the time is fighting, because our masjids are not abad, but the amal of himself. And if we want goodness, prosperity, make the masjid abad. Then amal of masjid, according to Quran and Hadith, five times namaz. Make effort that namazes, masjids are full for over five times. Again, I digress a little bit. One, to a rabbi told Haji Bey Bahakam at home in an airplane journey that today we have no fear of the Muslims in the world. And he, I'm just making it short, he says, Allah's help is not with the Muslims today, it's not help, Allah's help is not with us either. He says, today the power that works is material power. And we got more material power. Bombers, we got jets, we got our military equipment, we got more, so we are in charge. But he told the day your masjids get full for budget, how they get full for Juma, we won't fight too much. We will just throw in the towel and we know Allah's help is with you. So important is the masjid. Abdullah Saud is a good friend of ours, an Arab in Argentina, in Chile. He told us that when he was a small boy, his father was a grown-up man, and Sharon was the army general of Israel at that time. His father told him that Sharon said when they took them out of Jerusalem, Palestine, and dumped them in South America, he said that this land here, Palestine, belongs to you people, Israel. And you're going to rule this land. And you will come back to this land, but not today, not tomorrow. The day your masjids get full for Fajr, or they get full for Juma, you will be glad in this land. They understand this reality. We don't understand it. On the soul of same token, Hafiz Ahmad Sadiq of Peter Melsberg, he's very passionate of the Palestine issue, and he goes regularly, makes at the Kaaba there also. Maybe 8-10 years ago, he came back after Ramzan immediately informed me. He told me, Malana, I have to tell you this. We were 28 brothers in our group. We should go for Pedro Mohammed's Panama. He said, every time the Israeli police, the army, they single me off. And they interrogate heresy. So third, fourth day, he said, I want to ask you one question. But don't lock me up and don't beat me up. He said, no problem, what do you want to ask? He said, we are 28 people who come in our group.
You just sing the me out and you ask, harass me and interrogate me. Why don't you ask anyone else? What that Israeli officer told him, look at your clothes, your kurta. He wore the sunnah kurta with the slits on the side. He said, you people who follow sunnah, you got the problem of you. Those who follow fashion and who follow the Salafi type people, you got no problem with them. You who follow the sunnah, we got, they understand the value of sunnah, we don't understand. They understand the value of our analysis, we don't understand. Once this, what I heard about Haji Baitani, I mentioned it in London, in that area where Jew people are very predominant, Muslim people also live there. After the bayan, one youngster came to me and he told me, I'm from India or Pakistan, I can't remember. Every year I go back to India, Pakistan, and when I come back, my neighbor who is a Jew, he comes and asks me, how many people making fajr? Second, third, I was surprised, why are you worried about our fajr? Nothing else you ask. He says, because the day of its fajr gets full, but how many people for Juma, then it's your rain. So anyway, Muslims will have their rain also, but when we will think it's about me. A time will come when black people of Africa will have their, Allah gives everyone a chance, show what can be. We give you a chance to rule in the world. And then finally they will break down Kaaba. When Kaaba will not be there, the world will not. So the abadi of the masjid is abadi of our lives. Abadi of the masjid is abadi of our businesses, our health, our finances, the community's matters, unless connected to the masjid. But our masjid stand empty. On a Saturday, Asr time, look at our masjid. Friday, Asr, look at the masjid. Sunday, Zohar, or Saturday, Zohar, look at the masjid. Sunday, Fajr, look at the masjid. Everyone's on the calendar, Sunday is late, so we mustn't go with the masjid. Masjid at home. Make your namaz at home if you make, but no masjid on Sunday. Sunday, the masjids are empty. Masjids have to be full five times how they are full for Juma. Where all the other people are? Where did they come out for Juma? So everyone has to make his namaz. So the masjid is the central point for all this. How it comes clearly in the hadith, when you are in the masjid, Allah is looking after your affairs outside the masjid. When you are in namaz, Allah is looking after all your matters out of the mouth. But we catch the cat by the tail. So the cat turns around and scratches you. Catch it by the neck and you got the cat. We look after the masjid, Allah will look after all your matters. We make a masjid. So to make a masjid, amal al-masajid, five times namaz. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah. All those are amal al-masajid. I usually suggest on such occasions that it's very, very easy. What the Muslim population, main population is, work it out that from Fajr till Ishraq, who will be in the masjid? Make it Abad, Tilawat, Zikr, Dua, etc. From Ishraq till Chash time, about 10, 11 o'clock, then get two brothers to volunteer. One brother that he will stay in the masjid once a month. If you've got 50 brothers, you keep your friend once a month. From Chash to Zohar, another one brother. From Zohar to Asr, one or two brothers. From Asr to Maghrib is not very good. Many brothers can keep their time. From Maghrib to Isha, is not very good. Isha, two brothers make their take up once a month. Wallah, I would say, if we bring this under control, all our armed response and all our other bodies that we have got, Allah will solve it. Little bit sabab we have made for security, but Allah will take it out. If the masjid is looked after, Allah will look after our affairs. But we want to catch the cat by the tail, look after our own affairs, and we live in the house of Allah. We're not looking after the house of Allah. Then how can we expect the goodness to come? So this is an occasion that we, this masjid, we make it abad. And abadi of masjid is not all the chandeliers that we put up here, and all the wonderful carpeting, and all the decorations and designs. Alhamdulillah, to a great extent, in South Africa, Allah has saved our masjid. If you go to Gujarat, especially about 10, 20 years ago, all work that is done on the roofs and everywhere. And one time, Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji went to the Far East, where also they opened the masjid, and he happened to be there at that time. And people came and told, we brought our tiles from Italy, we brought our musallas from Belgium, we brought our electrical fittings from here, this we brought from there. After she had a habit, very cool and calm, he took a little time and then he said, you brought everything of the world and you put it in the masjid. But the musallis around the masjid, you couldn't bring them. The Muslims around the masjid, you couldn't bring them in the masjid. So make our kashf, so make effort. The imam of the masjid, if he visits one person a week, 15 minutes before Isha, slowly, slowly work and get rid of our musallis in the masjid. My father-in-law, Maharaj Zubair Ali Sahib, used to say, the beauty of a masjid is the simplicity of a masjid. A woman who is beautiful, she doesn't need all makeup. Masjid is naturally beautiful. It doesn't need our makeup to make it beautiful. And the ornaments of the masjid are the musallis. The modern musallis, those are the ornaments of the masjid. This is what we have. One time, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Alam Puri, Rahmatullahi, in the 50s, went with a Jamaat to Palestine, came to Muqaddas. They reached there at night, it was quite late, tired, made Isha, slept in the water for the morning. Fajr, Muazzin came, gave azan, they made their sunnahs. Now, no more, no imam. When they looked around to ask the Muazzin, where is the imam? No Muazzin goes. Then about Zohar time, and this is really not something to laugh about, something to cry. They asked the Muazzin, Zohar time, what happened this morning? You came, you gave azan, then we saw no imam, we looked for you, you also were missing. He said, I'm only paid to give azan, I'm not paid to make imam. Muhammad Umar Sahib, in the 50s grow, this masjid cannot stay in the hands of the Muslims. Masjid is not in the control of the Jews, of the Muslims. When we make the masjid Aabad, Allah will give that masjid Aabad. When we don't, Babari Masjid in India, all the problems with the masjid is not empty. People put their horses in the masjid. People bring their idols in the masjid. Because we are not occupying the masjid. And it isn't just a few people come now and then. Alhamdulillah, generally of all the religious followers in the world, Muslims are, alhamdulillah, Allah has given them. More Christians, they are selling their churches. And they empty their churches at night. Jews, Hindus, nobody is frequenting them. But we know we are still far from where we are. Work towards it. So then, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made dua to Allah Ta'ala that Rabbana wa ba'athihim rasulan minhum. That Allah sent the rasul to them from amongst them. Now that word, who is going to greet the rasul? And the visitors of the rasul, ulama who walakatul anbiya. The ulama is their duty now to do the work of Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will be the work of the Rasul and in turn of the ulama? That yu'allimuhumul kitab, teach them the kitab. That in the masjid, there must be madrasa, whether it's adjacent to the masjid, which generally is happening in the maktab. And the object of the maktab is to learn Quran Sharif. And to detail and to read Quran Sharif correctly. And for that, the Quran is not furthest from the children. We have to teach them, it's a process. But Quran is for us of the big people. How many big people who are sitting here now? Our tajweed is not correct. We never pay attention. The imam doesn't pay attention. Azan takes place and how wrong the azan is. How many wrong things are given? And Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And going up and down. Mawlana Abraham al-Haqsa rahmatullah alayhi said, if your name is Ismail, and somebody calls you and say, Ismail, you get brought, you give him one step, you take the full one. But unless he can take the full one. And we don't say properly how it's it. But the Muazzin, the Imam is there, but the Walis are there, we don't think of correcting that azan. All night wrong azans have been given. And again, sunnah. How many times the words are said so wrongly? And we are not concerned at all. This is all very, very important that we correct all these matters. And Mawlana Abraham Ali said to build a masjid in our times now, 10 million, 20 million. And you pay your muazzin to get the cheapest muazzin. The one who did, we don't see
whether he can give a job correctly.
We satisfied on the lowest wage.
You are satisfied with that.
No, these are the shi'ar of Islam. Adhan is a great important thing. So the basics of Quran Sharif must be taught. Correct Bukhari, reading of Quran. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ
And then the teachers, you should try and work towards it, you know, all in the maktab, together with Messiah, that also must be taught. Akhari must be taught.
Today, when the influence of Shias, Qadianis, all the Salafis, not wrong, Aqidahs are also done. All this must be taught to the children. In this modernism and secular education, the terrible Aqidahs that monkeys and we are, we come from monkeys. The Big Bang Theory and many other wrong things are being taught. Also one thing about ta'aleem in the house, which is also part of this year, how to weed our children and families. Ta'aleem, just mentioned this one instance, one person who was a murid of Hadith Mahana Sheikh al-Hadisa, Zakariya Sahib. Pious person, observant of Muslim, all kind type of Muslim. His daughters became young, sending them to school, university. They became very modern and he insisted on having a TV in the house, which was totally taboo for him. He couldn't think of a TV in the house. The wife sided with the daughters. The wife and the daughters gave an ultimatum to the father, his house, that you get out of this house. And what you possess from there, what comes our share, you give us ours. And you get out. What a thing, unfair thing. What belongs to him, he must give it. And they were insistent. He became very bitter. He went to Abdul Shah. Abdul Shah, Abdullah Ali told him, no big problem. All you do, make a deal with them. That we have 10 minutes study and 23 hours, 50 minutes, I won't tell you a word. You can have your music, you can dance, you can do what you want to, I won't tell you a thing. Only 10 minutes study. They say it's about 10 minutes, we sit for Ali. 23 minutes, the old man won't be crowing all the time and troubling us and shouting us. We are free to do what we want to. Not 2 weeks past, we came, we saw the TV scroll out. And they broke it themselves. Ta'aleem has got their faith. Whether anyone sits or does not sit, whether they listen or don't listen, make the tilawat of Quran in the masjid, at home, in our businesses, in our cars, make Quran Sharif alive. And have ta'aleem, make zikr, make dua, you'll see the effects. And also understand, see today, TV has been used as such a tool to change the condition of the world. Education is one. TV is another one. And then all novels and things. Many of us are falling into this great wrong that we read all, we must know what is happening. As if we are very responsible. Harry Potter, we must know. Shakespeare and Midsummer Nights and Dream and Macbeth and all good. We have to know all these things. What is happening in the world? All those things are poison. Deadly poison. And the TV particularly, one side is ta'aleem, you can see the change. And we have ta'aleem TV and see the change. And see the TV today, everyone got on the phone, whatever you want to check. You don't have to have a TV. You can check on your laptop, you can check on the iPod, iPad, everywhere you can check whatever you want to. Why is that their culture, they insist, and TV is promoted. TV must be on whether anyone listens or does not listen. Anyone is watching or not, less than watching. And we promote it. And our culture, TV must be there. Now, even if we just say, we put niqab on the TV, when Maulana come, then we make the TV very pious and we put on the niqab. That Maulana must see the TV, she's a pious lady and very pretty lady. One-eyed black lady. She looks so pretty and we put on the niqab on her. Anyway, why must you have? It's got an influence. Even if it's switched off, that TV's presence will have an influence in their house. On the children, on the family, on everyone. And if you take it out, and you smash it and break it, and you bring the aleem, then see the difference that will come in your house. The happiness between husband and wife, the financial problems, the social problems, everything will be sorted out. So Allah gave us this. So it is ta'aleem, where you say key him and purification. Think, when do we teach our children? and our families, that our aqidah must be correct, our ikhlas must be in place, our akhlaq must be in order, our mu'amalat, our business dealings with one another, all those things, you know, today's tazkiyah. These are very important. So Allah Ta'ala taught the masjid, the purpose of it. Allah Ta'ala taught that Islam in essence must come in reality. And it was coming to our children. And the way to do it is by having ta'aleem, is by having dars of Quran Sharif, dars of hadith, and to make tazkiyah. That is how it will come. And with the end of year, which Allah sounds a warning in his beautiful way, this is the way of Ibrahim, this is the subject of Kaaba, this is the way of the world. The person will turn his way from the way of Ibrahim and say that, no, we must have now modern education, we must have this way of life, we must change now, we can't be like the old people, they do nothing. They used to spit pan everywhere, and the one thousand days above the other one, and they have no system in their life. We are in a sophisticated life. Those who change their way from a way to the other one, mean that he brought in, but that's something like that. So he's made himself a stupid. He's made himself an idiot. He's going into destruction. This is the masjid that's got a great lesson for us. And then it goes much more that Allah explains in detail that Yaqub alayhi salam told his children, what will you worship after me? That this message, the one way, that our need don't be only worried of today, worried of our generations that will come. Make proper deed to come back. So, I mean, just in summary, this masjid is a wonderful occasion for us. It's a great achievement. May Allah reward Muhammad Darabai, all the brothers of Matuba, and all the brothers who took part. Masjid is a collective thing. And with the building, the inner building of our lives must take place. The real essence of it. We know this body, if there is no ruh in it, it's useless. The body is nothing. So the masjid, the building, but if the ruh of the building is not there, then also it's just a structure. Which comes in the hadith that the time will come, masjids will be beautiful, wonderful structures, but they will be empty. They will be empty, no reality, no ruh in them. And this is what I try to explain for myself, for all of us, that is what is the ruh. And if that will come, the Muslim community will be a community that is alive. Then Muslims will have life and power in them. And Allah's help will be with them. Otherwise, what are these ordinary structures, beautiful, beautiful structures and lawns and parking areas and all that, but no essence of it, then there is destruction and great fear. And the guidance to righteousness, reward Muhammad Darabai and his friends, his colleagues, and the whole community and all the whole Muslim Ummah for all the masajid, and he is a great, great mandate of Allah, which are the shi'ar, the signposts of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala accept and increase us, and let us get the reality and essence of the truth.